Cuida. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Use your voice and nobody hears you.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face, Eric Andrew Sinati. Eric A. Sinati. Who?
Eric Sinati, of course.
Right here on the Hostile Zone. Yet another day, another dollar, another 50 cents, depending on inflation and where you are in the world. Welcome to the Hostile Zone. I'm Eric A. Sinati, your humble correspondent and host of the Hostile Zone. We welcome you to another wonderful episode. And as always, we thank you for your continued support and your continued watching the show, as our success is merely because of you. We just show up. I'm accompanied by the on-air vocal sensationalist, Miss Bianca C-S-E-A. Welcome to the show, Miss Bianca.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Hi, Bianca C, that's me. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
Good.
Another show? Another
yes,
show?
Yes, another show, another
Another
day.
Show, another day, another show, another 50 cents, another dollar.
Yes, definitely.
But anyway, so, okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hostile Zone. We're going to take it to more of a not so political as always, but let's start off the ticker. If you're watching on your TV screen, on your local station, or one of your cable networks, or one of the streaming competitors that we're working with, on the screen below, on the ticker, you can get me at thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com. The Hostile Zone. At bbstalkradio.com, or Eric Sinati at bbstalkradio.com, Eric Sinati at bbstalkradio.com, or Bianca C, S-C-A, like the ocean, at bbstalkradio.com, Bianca C, at bbstalkradio.com.
Yes.
So, anyway, oh, I was staring at the wrong camera.
All right,
well, when we do an opening monologue, let's stick to the monologue camera. When you see me looking at the wrong camera, let's go to the right camera.
They're cueing me to the wrong camera.
Opening monologue. There we go. I'm staring at. Thank you, production. I'm staring at this camera, and I'm talking to this one. The light's on, but we're not being seen. Okay. So anyway, thank you for having us on the correct camera. All right. So welcome to another riveting episode of the Hostile Zone. Tonight, we're going to dive deep into a very fast, I find, and I think Ms. Bianca C, you'll find this fascinating.
So, okay.
We're going to dive into an interesting topic. Not, you know, very political, more, you know, fun, but political, because it is an election year.
Okay.
And whatever. But it's fascinating about the evolution of dating in the United States, let's say. The evolution of dating. Exploring how practices and norms have shifted from the 80s, 90s, right up into 2024. The way we talk about it, the way we go about it, the things that we do when we're on a date, the role and gender things are all up in the air. So it's a new world, right?
Definitely is.
I'm feeling that, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. So, it's really, when you think about it, 80s, 90s to 2024.
Yeah. I mean, I was an 80s baby, so, you know.
Right. What do you think? I'm not. I wasn't dating in the 80s either. we were born around the same time. So, okay. Anyway, but dating trends provide a unique lens, a very unique lens, like glasses lens, of what the broader spectrum of society as a whole is. See, you might take this as like what a dating situation is, fine, you know, how a man meets a woman and a woman meets a man and what they do when they're together. But
right.
It is a subsection of the society as a whole. You're talking a large percentage of society is a dating class, with the divorce rate over 65%, almost pushing 70%. Last I heard, it was like 67 or something like that.
Wow.
Don't bother and troll me on that. But, you know, but this is a major slice of our society.
Mm-hmm.
So with that slice, it also articulates a lot of other people. You're laughing.
Yeah.
We got somebody banging in the green room. I don't know if there's a party or Angelo's trying to tell me something. Or Carrie, am I all right over there? Carrie in production, are you banging on a green wall somewhere over here? Okay, anyway. So it really is. The dating trends are like a social slice of society in general. So it actually explains the broader societal changes in general.
Yes,
how society has changed just in the way we do everything.
Oh,
and dating is just one thing that we do in the modern world. So, but it is a major part. So there are technological advantages, mm-hmm. right? There's technological advantages and there's technological disadvantages. Those of us who have, not me personally, but people have been, what do they call it? Catfished.
Catfishing. Oh, that's a major thing.
Good time for a meow sound.
How many times
if we could cue up a meow sound production, we'd be all right. But for real. But yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure production can add in. But you know, the technological advances, and it also shows the evolving attitudes among the you know, just men, women, and the generational differences between the people.
I feel like nowadays it's like an interview.
Well, you know what? Did you ever go on like a speed dating?
To be honest, I have not.
I did that. My friend.
How was that?
I did it a bunch of times. I'll tell you why. And it really is not in my plan notes, but it goes with our story segment. So I'll tell it real quick.
I could imagine like you being, it's impossible for you to be like,
I know,
talking
I
about yourself in just such
yeah,
a short
no,
term.
I fall into a sea hole way too easy, folks. So,
do you let the other person talk?
Are you speaking right now?
Yeah.
Are you speaking right now? La, 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 la. So from the rise of speed dating, let me tell you of speed dating quickly.
Yeah,
so I had a friend that was a really good friend of mine. I don't want to say her name because I never dated her, but we were friends, really good friends.
Oh.
And I don't want to mention her name. She's a police officer and a ranking member of a department.
Well, you don't
have
to describe what she is.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't want to call her out on the show.
All details.
So
it's going to be like, I know who it is.
So anyway.
What's going on?
So her aunt or somebody had a little side business of speed dating. So they needed guys and girls to be there. And they needed specifically attractive guys.
So,
because generally girls show up to these things.
The fill-in guys.
So they,
okay.
You know, guys show up, but generally guys that were not going to go to a bar and get a girl. Where, you know, the girls, they don't, that maybe not always the hot ones show up. So she wanted my friend to show up for more girls to be there and then at least an attractive guy to be there. And it was actually kind of fun. I did it. You know, you sit in there and you get like, I don't know, like a minute and you hit the bell. Ding, you hear the bell ding. They ding the bell. You got to get up and go to your next table. Everybody's wearing a number, a sticker. You're like, hello, my name is.
Do you remember the number that you were wearing?
No, you get a new number every time you go. I did it a bunch
of
times. Yeah. So, and it was old school. Yeah, folks, this was old school.
Wow.
So this was like, we had email, obviously, but we didn't have like crazy texting and they didn't give out anything like that. So I came up, hello, my name. And I would say my name was whatever when I met, but. On the sticker on my jacket, shirt, whatever I was wearing, said a number, and only the woman that ran the dating experience knew who was assigned each number. So everybody's number was only the dating person. So when you left it, when the 5 minutes was up, she talked, I talked, we looked at each other, we felt it out if there was something there or not, yes, yay or nay, and then the bell rings and you go to your next table. And there's maybe 20 people, you know, so you're there an hour or whatever, you know, and then by the end of the night, she would send out an email to everybody that was there. And in the email, if when I left your table, let's say you and I were sat and we were talking, and when I walked away, you had your form and everybody's number on it, and you either checked yes or no.
Oh.
So you, if I was number 12 and I sat down and you were number 6, and oh, that was weird. I just did a math. Shout out to Elon. Because thinking like Elon, like brains everywhere, scattered brains.
So you're 12 and I'm 6.
So okay. You're 6 and I'm 12, and we at the same table. I get up and leave, and I'm like, I liked that girl. So next to 6, I circle yes, right? I get up and you circle 12. Yeah. At the end of the day, when the whole thing is over, you maybe know to everybody or yes to everybody or nothing. Well, if you both said yes when she got the the time card back, you know, at the end of the night, if both numbers said yes to the same number, mm-hmm. they both got an email with each other's phone number.
Oh, cool.
So at the end of the night, like, you know, 4 hours later, you would check your email and it would say, oh, hello, Eric, you matched with number 6. Her name is, boom, here's her number. You matched with number 5. Her name is, and number 12, her name is, et cetera. So, all right. So that was that. That was my quick story on it. It was,
cool,
fun.
Though.
It was fun.
I never knew how that worked.
It was done at a coffee bar. It was pretty fun. I mean, it was all right. I had a good time. I mean, whatever. People paid for it. So that was the thing. You had to pay. But I didn't, like I said, we were like fill-ins, you know.
How much was it back then?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know what the people paid
estimated?
For that. No, I couldn't tell you because I didn't pay. I wouldn't pay. I mean, why would I pay for that? So anyway,
I don't pay.
So
I wouldn't pay.
That was the big thing then. Then we moved into dating apps. So from the rise of speed dating to online platforms. Yes, that was the next one. Plenty of Fish. What me and all my friends went on. Actually, No. We went on Match.com. And my one friend gave it a great name, and he called it Snatch.com. We'll probably have to bleep that.
Oh, but,
but that's what he called it. It was pretty funny.
No filter
for you. But they made a movie named Snatch. So, I mean, come on. That's a big deal. So we had the rise of speed dating to online dating, which is still obviously a big thing, to apps. Today, we're going to cover it all. We're going to talk about all of it. We're going to talk about all the nonsense and craziness. And this is why you're here in the Hostile Zone. So we got to hit our relevant quote because, you know what? It's not going to be a good show if we don't give you a relevant quote. So, love is comprised of a single soul inhabiting two bodies. Wow, huh? Oh. Ooh, deep, huh?
It really was.
I don't know what to tell you. Was that a good one? I don't know.
So good.
I don't know. We screwed that up. There it is. Oh, thank you, production. Thank you. Love is comprised of a single soul inhabiting two bodies. Aristotle. So those of you out there, and I hope everybody, but you know, I the professor hat comes on. Aristotle was a renowned Greek philosopher whose works have profoundly influenced Western thought. Okay, I mean, people, whenever you're hearing Greek philosophy, you're hearing, you know, anything philosophy, Aristotle is the one. His perspective on love and reflects the enduring human desire for deep and meaningful connections. That's really what the key was with him. So I found that to be so interesting. It was a good quote, right?
Did
you feel good with it? Good quote?
It made me.
Did you get a warm and fuzzy over it?
I was really all right. Fuzzy.
Okay,
good.
Yes. So in the 1980s, in the era of safe sex, right? But social liberation. Kind of a contrast there a little bit. Social liberation and safe sex, because if you're socially liberated, then you're out there free love, go sleep with everybody. But at the same time,
like
it was safe sex.
The
60s actually, I think.
60s. Oh,
all right, but we're not going back that far on that, because I mean, did they even have TV? I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
It wasn't in color.
Angela's giving me the finger.
Definitely wasn't in color.
Did they have color? I don't know. Angelo, Carrie, somebody can. We really did. The AIDS epidemic came out huge then. You think about it. So think about, I mean, we weren't dating. I mean, I remember when everyone was like, Magic Johnson got HIV.
Remember?
And it was like, oh my God, he's going to die. He's dead. He's still alive.
Yeah.
And I was like in fourth grade. I'm like, and here we are. We were mourning the death sentence of this guy. Who is going to outlive us?
He's going to outlive me, right?
But so that was the 80s was the era of people were still wide stupid from the 70s and 60s, but then we had this AIDS epidemic. So the impact of HIV and AIDS, just without falling into a sea hole, HIV is the immune virus. So when you have the virus, it's the virus. AIDS is post HIV. So when you're HIV, you can give HIV to somebody, but not always. It doesn't guarantee it. But you're not also having any symptoms. You don't die from HIV, you die from AIDS. And you don't die from AIDS, you die from your immune system that AIDS is destroying, and you die from some other disorder, pneumonia, mm-hmm. or something else.
Yeah,
Quick note on that, you know. So the impact of AIDS epidemic in the 80s saw a dramatic rise, and the awareness of HIV and AIDS led to significant changes in sexual behavior. The emphasis on safe sex resulted in a 33%, ready for this? 33% increase in condom sales in 1987 alone.
Whoa.
33% increase in the sale of condoms. It doesn't say what brand.
Whoa, cha-ching,
You know, cha-ching, right? The condom industry. And now they got everything else. You know, who knows? Casual dating with health awareness.
I wonder what kind was it? Because they had different...
I don't know at that age, but I'm going to guess. What was the Trojan? Was the original big...
No, like the...
Lifestyles or Trojan.
Was it lambskin?
Oh, no, then you know, I remember in health class, they said you couldn't... Lambskin was not good because it actually had...
It still isn't good.
Very minor, like pores. Like pores of the skin.
Yeah, yeah.
Where something could seep through. But, I mean yeah. When you really think about what's happening here, any amount of time that little something could get in that itty bitty lambskin pore into the other person, any amount of times that this thing is going back and forth in and out of,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And how long is fluid going to be in there, in the receptacle, inside the, it just doesn't make sense. But yeah, at the time, new science, new thoughts, and you know what? Nobody wants to spread the HIV virus. So, I mean, whatever.
Yep.
So this was an ongoing, public epidemic, which obviously significantly impacted the dating scene for many people.
Mm-hmm.
Safe sex practices were spread across everywhere. Everybody talked about it.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing, abstinence, right? So then in the 90s, though, people, there was a little bit of a change. We moved into now where there was a lot more of the online now stuff, and
right.
people were feeling more comfortable. Magic Johnson was still alive. Right.
Yes.
And, I don't know now how many people actually know. Have you ever met somebody with HIV that you know of?
That I know of? No.
I've known maybe two people.
Yeah.
Now, in my professional self, in the various roles that I've held governmentally, emergency management, military, and law enforcement, criminal justice, whatever, everything that I've been involved in, I've come across many HIV people. However, as I'm asking you, Jane Q Public, not many people actually know somebody with it.
No.
And then or met somebody.
Or if you do, that they don't tell.
And they don't
you
tell.
Know what I mean?
So then you find out after a long period of time that you've been hanging out with somebody all along and they had it.
You only tell right? I was gonna say, I'm like, you can only tell when it's too late.
Well, you when
that's
you tell
you find out.
I mean, I donated blood and I donate blood all the time. Besides, I get checked up all the time, but I donate blood and they always would tell you anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, so people did loosen up a little bit in the 90s because I think that what we just said, the concept of okay, well, nobody really has really seen somebody with HIV. They never really experienced. It's kind of like this is your brain on drugs and they drop an egg in the frying pan.
I remember that commercial.
Brain, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, nobody, they needed to see something. So they put the brain, the egg on in the frying pan so you can see the brain sizzle, right? The egg sizzle. And so, to push the condom world and this AIDS and HIV thing, and I'm not saying it's any kind of government scam. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going conspiracy.
No.
And I'm not saying it had anything to do with condom sales or anything. No. I'm saying just that the public, the general, I feel, as the public, if they're not seeing it, they don't believe it. And then in the 90s, with the rise of the internet, and everything else, they're not seeing it. Magic Johnson's still alive. They're finding out people like Charlie Sheen and other people have it. It really, you know, it is what it is. And now where we are, there's medications that people take to avoid even getting it.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
there's ones that when you have it, you take it and it drops you to not having it, so you can't give it.
So then
only when you're on the medicine.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But this isn't an HIV show. So the rise of speed dating did kick up at that point with the online stuff, and it emerged to be a very popular way to meet potential partners efficiently. And I say efficiently probably because you meet somebody in a loud bar. You know, everybody's got an agenda. You know, the girl has an agenda sometimes for just some free drinks. The guy has an agenda to try to get to have sexual relations with the woman. Sometimes, not always. Not we don't always come in there with the worst intentions. But, you know, it does happen. And not every girl is asking for a free drink, you know. So, but people are coming in and these things are happening. So if you want to fit this online process, and we're not talking apps yet. We didn't get there. We're just talking like Match.com.
So this is like before MySpace.
This is MySpace, MySpace on Match.com. Yeah.
Before that's how a lot of people were like trying to hook up and getting to know some people.
Yes. Well, that's kind of where they,
my generation,
right.
MySpace.
MySpace, Facebook, I mean, it basically provides a structured environment where participants, you know, the people in the dating world could be matched in by base of general interests. Values, interests, even down to religion and racial stuff if you wanted to. So, and then you could also gauge with a group of people, not at the same time, but I mean, a lot of people, and have several conversations with people. And you could ultimately pick a better mate that way than if you go to a bar, it's loud. How many guys and girls are you going to have a genuine conversation with in a bar night with your friends? With the music and drinks.
It's true.
As compared, right?
And also clubbing, too. That's even worse. You can't even have a conversation with somebody.
Well, when I said clubbing, I was including bars. Bars and clubs. I'm from Jersey, so it's all the same thing, right? Remember? So you, too. You should know. Jenkinson's, all that.
Yeah.
I mean, going to Jenks in Jersey Shore or Tiki or Bamboo. Not a great place. Yeah, gentlemen. You will get laid if you go there, probably. But I wouldn't count on the most quality girl, and you're probably not going to even get a real name when you get there. So the whole idea
is to lie about my name too.
Right? You lie about your name, fake phone number.
If I didn't like the guy, I would.
I used to give a phone. You know what I used to do? I would give a phone number of my ex girlfriend. That's the way. Ain't that great?
Oh,
that is awesome.
Gee.
That's awesome. I'd bring a girl out of the bar. We'd be like, yeah, woo! I scored a girl. Right?
In your face!
So we get to, you know, and then I would hang out with the girl. Whatever happens, I'm not saying I did anything inappropriate, okay? But I decided I don't want to talk to her anymore. And I'm a nice guy. I don't like to be a jerk. So, can I have your number? I don't want to say no. You know, but I'm like, it didn't work out the evening the way I planned it to work out. We got along, but again, the alcohol wore off at the bar. The lights went on at the bar when we went outside. A lot of things changed. You know, the environment,
when
the sound.
The lights go on.
You can hear what her voice.
That's when you see.
When the light comes on, you see what they really look like. Yeah. So I would give a phone number of an ex-girlfriend. It was great stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. So
you know what I used to do?
What?
There used to be this hotline.
The call rejection hotline.
The call rejection hotline.
Yes.
I used to give that if I didn't like.
But see, I knew that one.
I didn't want to be mean in front of them.
I had business cards made up at one point. And I used to just give girls a business card with a phone number on it.
Of course you did.
Text me. Bill, beep me. Beep me.
Oh, my God. The business cards.
Oh, my God.
Right? Wow.
All right. So the advent of online dating, though, honestly, Miss Bianca, in the mid-90s, witnessed the launch of the first dating websites like Match.com, which actually launched in 1995, believe it or not.
95.
There was other ones that launched with Match, but Match was like the big one. You had the free account, like you still can on all, but you had to pay. I paid because you couldn't really talk to anybody.
Oh, so that's how, like,
if you didn't get a response,
that's how MySpace won, because you don't have to pay
you
for
didn't
MySpace.
Have to pay. And see, the thing with the dating sites,
serious Match.com,
and you know, and you would tell you if somebody paid, you know, and you would know that you would get a response. Why would I email somebody? Or you had to pay to find out who emailed you. Well, why bother at all then? You
and
know,
you'd be like, oh, you can't even respond to them. Oh, that was so annoying.
And then in 1998, there was Hollywood had a major influence with the movie You Got Mail. You remember that movie?
You Got Mail, yes.
You remember that
movie?
Remember. You Got
with
Mail,
Tom
1998,
Hanks, right?
It helped. Yes, it was Tom Hanks. It was and
I forgot the other one.
And they were AOL.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you got mail,
you
right?
You got mail.
Right? That would be a good sound effect production. That's you so got cute. Mail. but anyway, yeah, so that was, that kind of like give a little normalcy to the public saying, okay, you know, this is acceptable. We can do this. Because you did seem like people did like, ooh, you did online dating. Like, ooh, you're weird, you know? But honestly, I mean.
Well, it wasn't that popular that there was like a, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. Now it's normal. That's like the new thing now.
Right. No, and you know, it works.
It's like, why don't you
It
go,
works for a lot of
back
people.
Back then it's like, why don't you just go out and see people and that way you can meet people.
Right. Well, you leave your house. That's a problem. That's a problem. And that's where we're getting into this generation here. Because now we're going to talk about, you know, right now, the role of dating apps. Now we're talking back, you know, at least when I had a Match.com account. I had a Facebook, a MySpace, a Match.com, and then, you know, whatever, I paid for it, but now I had to wait to get home, and this was before at work, you could log into these things they blocked, then they started blocking it, you know,
really?
Unless you knew how to proxy, mess with the servers.
But I bet you the bosses used to like,
oh yeah, we all used to sit in there and do dumb things. So, but now with the advent of the phone app, you just grab your little device right here, boom, 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 and you're on it. Next thing you know, you're on apps like Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, you know, that, and they dominate the system. Those are the ones that everybody's on, Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge.
You know, I never got to be on those.
No?
The first time, it was just Plenty of Fish, but
right.
I only
that's like
talked
a Match.com.
To three people. And nothing went anywhere. And then I met somebody right there in person, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did I met the person that, the old fashioned one.
Oh, well, we'll get to that. We'll get to your personal story time because there is time for that.
But like anything else, like Facebook.
Oh, actually, you know what? I just realized.
And I was like, oh, yeah.
Coming into the dating world,
yeah.
What is every girl, what's in their mind? What are they thinking? What are they going to do? They only hope to find the one.
Yeah.
So I think you have a song related to that for us right
yes,
now queued up.
Let's
take us to Bianca Cam, and she's going to show you Only Hope from Mandy Moore, from one of my favorite movies, Walk to Remember, filmed in Wilmington, North Carolina. Take us to Bianca Cam. Let's hear her wonderful melody.
Plans that you had for me over
That was good. Always good. Thanks for the extra second there. Read the messages, production. Please read the messages. Pay attention, everybody. All right, so excellent job, Miss Bianca.
Thank you.
I thought that was a very appropriate song that you picked. I pulled something out.
Ooh.
I yanked out my microphone.
OMG.
Here we go. I see it. And we're back.
Yay.
I moved and I ruined it there. Okay, we're going to have to edit that out too there. All right. Anyway, who cares? I don't care. So, it was a great movie, though. It really was.
I love that movie.
And it was really good that you picked that song for this. I hope your next song in a little bit, I hope, is as good as that. That fits in with this show. I don't know. We'll see. So.
I think it must have been love. I don't know.
Right. Right. All these wires. My Lord here.
Gee,
what's going on? We need more tech people here. No, I don't need more tech people. I don't want any tech people to be on.
You're just kidding.
No, I don't want any tech. So, okay. So, the other thing with the dating apps now.
Yes.
The online, you had to wait to get home.
Yes.
Right. You if you got lucky and you had a job where you could check you can go on whatever, you wait to get home.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now with the apps on the phone, not only you can check 24 hours a day, anywhere, and it actually will give you the distance. So it is geo based. It's GPS based.
Mm.
So when you turn on these apps, it tells you within a certain mile radius who's actively online and stuff, which still happens sort of with Match.com. Whatever you put in Plenty of Fish, the other one, you put in your information. But this is your phone, wherever you're going.
Yeah.
So it literally changes everything. It's like you're forcing somebody to talk to them because you're just like, you're in their face. You're like right there. You are ready.
In your face.
You're on their phone. That's it. You have to swipe. Swipe right, swipe left, something. You got to do it. I'm giving like with Match, you got an email or it was in your thing, you open this app, there's somebody's ugly fotch is sitting right in front of you and you got to swipe them away. Go. It's like this. Dude, I saw a video once where the guy had the thing and it was a mechanical thing.
Oh,
and
really?
It was swiping right for every girl. And it was a machine. It was like an AI tool. And it just was like, swipe, 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 swipe. Now, what were you going to say?
I would see my friends, like, you would see them. Like, you can tell that they're on the app. So they'll have their face expression. They'd be like.
Oof, yeah, yeah, right.
No. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
Mm. Right.
Hey. You right. know, it's just so funny. I'm like, what are you doing? It's like, nothing.
Right. Now, the other thing with the date with this now, it's interfering with your individual life. Because now you're focusing on your phone.
Yeah.
And
really hard.
You're not involved in all that other stuff. So, hold on. I'm just gonna say we need more camera going here, more camera use. Jeez, please.
Jesus. Well, you know.
We have we put in these extra ones and no one's even moving around. They add stuff to the set. And production is sleeping on the other end and not moving the camera around. But no, seriously though, in all seriousness, you know, it also added to mental health issues for people because they're locked into their phone.
Really?
And people feel that they're seriously in real relationships mm-hmm. a lot of these times. Like they know that they haven't even met a person. At least that when you met somebody in a bar or speed dating or whatever. And it's, you know, I never, ever, ever used and I didn't even know what this app was. Okay, folks, I didn't even know what this app was.
Okay.
I don't own this app. I don't purchase it and I don't use it. Facetune. Ladies, we're on to you. We're on to you. Camera one. I'm looking. Give me camera one, folks. Give me camera
Whoa.
One. Now, ladies, we're on to you with the Facetune. All right. When I had my picture up there, I literally gave you, now granted, we gave you the best picture we could. We always give you the best angle, like, and everything. But truthfully, Facetune, that's like far from good, good from far from good, old saying. Like, why would you lie? That's like our immigration conversation, you know? Our immigration, like, the first thing you do when you come to America crossing the border is break the law illegally. When you go on a dating app and you use Facetune, ladies, and men too, but when you use Facetune and you're changing it, I never ever did that. I never did. I only heard of that being in this industry now. I never saw such a thing before. I wouldn't dare put makeup on, folks, but you know, we have to for the show because we're recording and filming, but you know, it's different. It's just different. So we know, ladies, okay? So don't play games.
By the background, actually.
And why do women always hold the camera on such an angle? I know why. That's the I'm overweight picture.
Oh, really?
That's what all guys knew. The guys knew that. It was the all overweight picture, you know?
Oh, like, boy.
Mike, it was just literally like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, it just, that you just know. You see it and you're like, yeah, that's not right. That's not where it's supposed to be. So anyway, moving forward with that. I mean, you know.
Oh my goodness.
Have you seen guys do that though? I mean, but you didn't have much experience with that.
No, I really didn't. But I've seen other people do it actually, because you can tell by the background.
If you see
cinching, you could see some like a straight line, like for an instance, like a door, for an example. Right. If they're like taking a picture right in front of a door and you can see that the door is kind of like slantly in, that means that they were like scooching themselves. To make them look smaller.
You know what? I'm going to add a little extra to that with you. I'm going to add a little extra on that one. You know, you just have to laugh at this. Like, we know when you're doing stuff, like when you post a picture, okay. And we're talking now, we're going with the newer stuff or the older stuff. And you know, whether you're antiquated and you're, you know, other than if you're using like a, you know, the old school, put an ad in the newspaper thing. We're not talking about that. That's like predating everybody. Maybe somebody on my production staff knows about that, but I'm not familiar with any of that stuff. But with your pictures, there's nothing worse than a girl who has a picture on an app or online, and she didn't even like, she put a piece of tape or scratched out the face of a guy or their friends.
Or
they black out the face.
Or they cut out
crop the picture. Print it and take a scissor. Don't run with scissors, but take a scissor and cut it. And there you go. And then put the picture. I mean, because what it says to me, at least as a guy, ladies, is that A, you have way too many pictures with other people other than just yourself. And, you know, why are you sending a picture on a dating app with your ex-boyfriend? Or even maybe your current boyfriend and you're cheating. And why do I need to see all your friends with black faces on them and X's on them and stuff? And it also tells me, when you're telling me you're like 35, and I'm thinking you're probably not. You're probably 65, because otherwise everybody's got Facetune and they know how to crop a picture. Unless if you're antiquated in tech, you should be able to solve that problem. So I know you're lying with your age too. And it may not even be a picture of you. And we're going to get into that in a little bit, too. We're going to get into the catfish situation with the picture not even being them. But you know what, though?
What about the guys and their height?
They lie about that.
They lie about that so much. And it's like...
Well, I think it's the same thing with the angle. Like, I'm 6'2". So, like, when I stand, it doesn't matter. You're not usually going to see my feet and my head at the same time.
Yeah.
Unless if it's a good far away angle. But you know, you can tell when a guy, you know, when they make sure that they just get you up here. It's the same with the heavy girl and the angle picture she takes. I don't want to say that.
I had a blind date that it was like a short guy, and I was like,
what do the girls do when they're heavy? Which way do they go? They go this way down, or what's the angle for the heavy girl in the picture? Down, they hold the camera up.
They always go like on the side.
On an angle, right?
Their face is always on the side and an angle. And they always do like the duck.
And why does every
the duck face?
I hate duck face, duck face. And you know what else? I don't need a picture while you're in the bathroom. All right. If you're gonna take a picture in the mirror in the gym, make sure there's not a naked person behind you. And make sure that we don't see the purple, so we all know you go to Planet Fitness. Because you probably don't even go anyway. You probably just went in to take the picture. All right. Anyway, I'm getting off on a tangent. But you know, the truth is,
like, so passionate about this. Sometimes.
It's kind of fun. We're having fun because you know what?
Guys do that too. You know.
I know.
They always go in the bathroom and they're like,
they flex up. It's like we do 20 push-ups before we pick. I would pick a girl up for a date and I would park around the block and do like 20 push-ups and then pull up in front of the house.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm sitting there. The arm is a little jacked. You got the little extra vein pulsing out, and I'm grabbing the handle on the car, and hopefully it's a stick shift, so I'm slamming that gear around, flexing that muscle.
Well, speaking of the gym, you know, like, I used to have a trainer, and the trainer would hit on me.
Well, that's their job.
And it's like,
as somebody who has done some exercise certification,
and it's funny
on myself,
because the guy would look like a Vin Diesel guy, and then you would never think that he had like a little freaking chihuahua.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
No,
I thought you were going to say he had a little. Yeah, because he was at the gym and working out so hard.
Right? Yeah,
he's working out. He's working out. I am hit the bump. You are. I don't know where that came from, but. I love it. We used to be in the gym and say that to each other. I am here to pump you up. I don't know where that comes from.
But what about Saskatchewan?
Saskatchewan. Remember that move? Kevin James. Great.
Rest in peace
love him.
For that actor, and, though. He was a good actor.
Yeah, didn't he pass away?
Yes, yeah, he did. Yeah. He did.
But remember the Saskatchewan guy, right?
Saskatchewan. Yeah.
Back to the apps. Mm-hmm. What they're really trying to do is get a, the pump you up. Production's telling me that's Arnold.
So he said that
was that in a movie? What does he say that in? I am the bomb. You are.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll come up.
Yeah.
We never said Kevin James was not alive. The guy from Saskatchewan. In the movie, what was the name of the movie?
Grown Ups
2 or 1? 1. Yeah. 1 where they went away to the camp where the basketball coach passed away, and they went to the water park, and the muscle guy was there flexing the muscles, and the women were there, and the guys were looking at the girls. Come on, you remember. We're talking to production. Why am I talking to you? I should be talking to the camera that you're not even operating the right one. I'm kidding. The camera and to the FM people out there. Anyway, so the real purpose, though, honestly, though, of these apps is because it really does give you a better chance to have a conversation and feel somebody out.
Just want to find love.
Really?
That's all.
Oh, God, that was so sappy. Unbelievable. Mr. Universe. So, yeah, it was. I know he was a Mr. Universe. So that's probably where.
I love to have walks on the beach. Right. You know, like those.
I like to have walks on the beach as long as they lead to our clothes being removed on the beach. Otherwise, I have no use for the beach unless I have a cigar and a drink.
Oh, boy.
All right. So, but really, the apps, though, they allow you to geographic, because we are a much more mobile world.
Yes.
Obviously, you know, you're here or there in a moment's flash in different places. So it allows you to geographically make friends quickly, you know, meet people quickly in a new location.
Very true.
And it allows you to quickly thumb through on a looks, basic looks, even if they Facetune, you got an idea that you want a redhead or whatever, it's easier. Slash through. And then it also allows you to get into some conversation, and you don't have to give out your phone number because they let you converse on there, right? So you can converse on there, you can do your thing, and, you know, it leads for, I guess, an opportunity for more healthy dialogue if you don't allow it to go too deep, you know, and allow it to consume you on your mental health, you know?
It is a big part, though, because some people, like, if you can't take rejection that well, it's not.
That's why a good swipe is good, because you know what? You swipe on there, and you swipe all the girls, and that's what everyone, my friends, we always did. We just went, it was like money, make it rain. Slapping my hands. If you're watching the show, it's like throwing money. I turned on Tinder, and I just spent 5 minutes, I just swiped right on everybody. If you were on Tinder, and I turned it on, and you were in my location, I don't care who you were. I was going right. And then I decided.
But that's not fun.
Because no. Because, Miss Bianca, this is like being in Vegas, or we're from Jersey. It's like being in Atlantic City.
That is not
the odds
fun.
Are not with you. You the house always
You're
wins.
You're supposed to be on there.
The house always
love.
Wins, folks. The house wins. The house always wins. Does the house not always win? The house wins. So if I have more swipes and I'm swiping away, then the probability, if I went through and I said maybe on one, you can't.
So
there is no maybe.
You're not picky at all.
No, but
huh?
No, I didn't say it. I get picky then when they respond. Uh-huh. I swipe everybody, and then some butt ugly people respond.
Oh,
and then you're like, bye, bye.
What about the copy and paste paragraph that you would send to everybody I've seen those. Like he was the one that sent that specially.
I used to actually, No. Uh-huh. I got one better. I got the copy and paste paragraph. You want a copy and paste?
Yeah.
My copy and paste paragraph experience was I did that. because I would do this with the match, especially with Match.com and Tinder and Bumble, because I've been on them all. But
the first sentence you like change the no, I like your eyes.
I wrote a beautiful and it was never a paragraph because I know that I know that you know that we didn't write that. We didn't take a paragraph to write it. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna keep. So already I know the second I do this that you're not gonna believe me if I give you a three paragraph thing. It's kind of like the guy from Nigeria who's got $1 million for you if you sign over your bank account information. Like you're gonna believe that, right? Yeah.
So, honestly, if I saw a big paragraph, I wouldn't even bother.
But I would give you one to two sentences. And it was a copy and paste, but it was geared towards the individuals that I was hitting. I was targeting.
Okay.
And the key was I would always open up with something smart, like ciao, Bella. Italiano. Ciao, Bella.
Interested.
Right? They see the ciao, Bella, and they look, and then they have to look because they're like, oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Or what about your Spanish one? Dame.
Oh, you throwing me under the bus here. All right, I'll throw it out there. It's a good day for this. So I went to Cancun one time. Well, more than one time. But I went to Cancun on vacation.
Your face when you say
that. I'm going to do it just like I was taught to do it. So, I had a woman that works with me in one of my positions. I'm not going to say what agency I was with, the agency. But
Short story. Yeah. What happened?
But so she was Peruvian.
Oh.
And she was like, you're going to Cancun? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, you got to get yourself a Spanish girl, you know, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, I think I may try. I have to. Yeah, I may have to do that, right? I have to do a little mi gente. So she's like, oh, you didn't know I knew that, did you?
I did.
I kind of tricked you. See, when people speak, they don't know what I know. I listen, So anyway, she said to me, I didn't know any Spanish at that point at all. So she told me what to say, and it freaking worked.
Really, it did?
I'm going to do it. If you're watching, folks, give it on the good cam. Camera one. Production, bring me the camera one. Okay. So she looks me in the office, and she says, walk in, and you say, and you got to do, she said, the whole head thing, everything I'm going to do. ¿Me das un beso? That crap worked. I didn't know what it meant. I found out the first time I said, me das un beso, with the head to the side. Girl pulls me and gives me a kiss. It means, may I have a kiss, right?
Yes.
May I please have a kiss? It was great. Oh, thank you. Thank you. It worked every single, the sad part is, and you know, I'm going to get trolled because we're like Gen Z or Xennials. We're like the in-between, so we can't talk like this.
Yeah, I'm a Zen.
But every girl that sort of looked brownish, I said it to. If you had any kind
you
of...
You mean a good
if
tan.
You were not, if you had a nice tan, there you go.
Nice
whatever
tan.
It is. I wasn't being racist, folks. It is what it is. I wasn't going to walk up to a girl with red hair and say that. I mean, obviously she's English or American.
But the thing is, Spanish girls come in all colors.
But I was going with what I figured would be what would work. You know?
The type that you like, basically.
No, I was sampling. It was like a smorgasbord. Women everywhere. And you just, you know, like, ugh. What was that movie? Will Ferrell, he does that, right? Or whatever that movie. He's like, all right, anyway. So, Miss Bianca, before we're going to get into some funny story on you,
yeah,
we have time for that.
Really?
We're going to go to Bianca. Do you have a song queued up?
Sure.
All right, let's take it to Bianca Cam and let's cue it up. Okay, we're good. We can roll over a few on that.
All right. Bedroom all around, touch me now. I close my eyes and dream away. It must have been love, but it's over now. It must have been good, but I lost it somehow. It must have been love, but it's over now. The moment we touch, till the time has run out. Make believe we're together. That's the shelter by your heart. But in the end, it's I turn to water like a teardrop in your palm. And it's so hard. Winter's day, I dream away. It must have been love, but it's over now. It was all I wanted, now I'm living without. It must have been love, but it's over now. It's where the water flows. It's where the wind blows.
Wonderful, Miss Bianca. That was great. That was
thank
great.
Thank you.
You did wonderful. Thank you very much. So why did you choose that one? Must have been love.
Because.
Nobody really cares. I just asked.
Yeah.
But we are at the great segment of this wonderful show that I've been waiting for.
Oh, really?
So Miss Bianca, share one of your wonderful experiences and observations that you are noticing in the current dating world and our wonderful digital age.
Well, I've been observing that, you know, it's much quicker now.
Yeah.
And a lot of people aren't leaving their houses, you know what
right.
I mean? So, like, I feel like the guys are really saving money on dates.
Right, they're not
a lot.
Yeah, right. Everything's a coffee date, right? Everything's
like, yeah, a coffee date. I'm like, yeah. You know.
But I learned that too, though. Honestly, when I first did the Match.com, you know, I was taking people out to dinner, you know, because I'm a gentleman, and my mom raised me like that.
I
went to Catholic school again. I was taught a lot of values. You know, I've done dumb things, but And it was expensive. And my friends are like, what are you, stupid? Because you're doing, I was doing like 3 or 4 dates a week.
It depends on the quality of a girl. I used to
Yeah, but 3 or 4 dates a week. I was taking, but I was taking a girl out on a date every, 3 times a week to meet. And it was, and it was, it was, and I would hate the girl in the first 15 minutes, but now I'm stuck sitting through dinner and paying for it. So then I had to switch it to the coffee dates.
The coffee dates. Wow.
Yeah. I had no choice. What was I going to do? But you know. But, you know, you have to worry about people maintaining their online authenticity, you know, like authenticity. Who are they? Are they really real? Like, you know, this whole catfishing thing, you know?
Yeah, it's so, it's, I get scared, actually, like, meet, like, a blind, it's really like a blind date, if you think about it. But, like, see, I hope he looks like the pictures.
Yeah, but see, like, school blind date, though, the old school blind date, where you were, you actually had somebody that knew somebody and said, hey, he, she, now if they said they have a great personality, then I'd be like, oh no. I'm running. If you tell me she, if you're going to introduce me to go out with your daughter or somebody, because it seems to be in politics, everybody wanted to, introduce me to their daughter. Don't tell us right off the bat if you're going to try to set somebody up. Don't tell us she's a great person with a great personality. Because right there, I'm not interested.
She's a really nice girl.
She's sweet.
Personality.
She works so hard. She's so smart. And she works hard. She's got a great job and a degree. And
she knows how to cook.
She's bubbly. And she knows how to maintain a home. Okay, so what are you saying? I can't say the things on air.
They're trying to get rid of her.
Yeah, someone's trying to get rid of her. And there are probably some very unbecoming things going on with her that maybe this guy here, not interested.
Oh my god!
But there's a big trend on this, though. I mean, yeah, this is going on, and this is something that, you know, people are like. Besides, I'm not talking about the being set up on blind date. I'm just saying like that people are literally face tuning themselves and or putting fake pictures of this cat, like this TV show. You ever watch Catfish? That show? I watch it once. I find it to be stupid.
Yeah, I
feel bad for the people that believe it for so long.
I really do, because right? It's so sad that they put all their hopes and time and like fantasy of what this person really portrays, and they think that they're really dating that person when it's a fake person.
Right, and then you got this.
How does somebody do that though? Like,
and you got this
whole
right, and
like, you know, you're gonna get caught if you're not gonna get videoed or whatever. I'd be like, you know, if you're real, then you know.
But even a video, you don't know, because I was watching a documentary where they were paying pretty girls to do the videos on the dating sites to lure people in to send money or to get help them get visas and to come into the country. I saw a documentary on
that.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
So, I mean, we could sit back and we could compare and contrast what was normal and what was not.
Yeah. I mean, if a person asked for money right off the bat and you didn't even meet that person, delete that person.
Well, and you know what I love too? I love when you meet somebody on one of the apps and they want you to send money for Uber for them. No, not happening. I've never met you. I only met you about 5 seconds ago because I swiped and you popped up as a match. And then you messaged me 5 seconds later.
Yeah.
I'll come over right now. Give me your address and send me Uber money. What are you out of your mind? Or they mask it, and a girl says, "Yeah, I'll hang out, but I like 2 dozen roses." That's a term to ask for money.
Hmm.
Or people, people use roses. They use terms for selling sex and selling services. It's really a disgrace.
That's so horrible.
And you have to watch out for that. But I feel bad because people do get catfished, and and they say, "I knew this to happen to people." They would actually believe it. But how long do you have an online relationship with somebody? Now, see. Like we went back in the beginning, you got mail. They talked for a long time. But this was, you know, a different era, early 90s. But in that You Got Mail movie, they went back and forth and they had like a pen pal kind of relationship, right? And it turned out, but, you know, then he wasn't catfished or she wasn't catfished. But that's what's happening now.
Oh, yeah.
How long do you, so it's kind of put you in a bad spot as a person in a dating scene now. You can't rush into meeting somebody because you haven't had a chance. You need to have that face-to-face date. You need that face-to-face. But the thing is that when you have the app, you either got to be quick to meet the person and then you really don't know what you're getting into because at least at the bar, you met them in that second, and at least you saw them. You know they're actually a guy or a girl, you hope. Nowadays, maybe not. But at least you know sort of what you got, and you tied a little bit of conversation. Yeah. Then you get a phone number, and you continue it on. And you continue it on. So what these apps are actually creating danger, in a way, because they're either doing one of two things. They're forcing you into a catfish, because you're being conservative, and you're conversing with somebody back and forth in messages on Tinder, Plenty of Fish, Bumble, whatever you're using, right?
Right.
Match, whatever they're using. So you're going back and forth in a conversation, and you're building some feelings maybe in a conversation. You're sending some pictures, some stupid videos. They could send little voice notes to each other, right? So now you're dragging into an, you're opening yourself to a catfish.
Yeah.
Because you're dragging it out, and you're building a sense of trust with this person that's really not trust, because you've never looked them in the eye.
Right,
you've never
right.
touched their skin. You never said hi. You know, you maybe talked on the phone. You don't know. People, AI, they can do change voicing now. So you just don't know what you're getting. So when you're either rushing to meet somebody, putting yourself in danger because you don't know who you're meeting, or you're putting yourself into a catfish situation where, you know, now you're in a long conversation with somebody, and either you get catfished, or you get suckered into sending money, or you waste your time talking to somebody for a long period of time, and it's endless messages because they had no intention, because that happens. The endless message thing happens, where they go on, and they talk, and they never, ever intended on meeting anybody. They're the lonely person who's alone and afraid to be alone. And what do? They use this as a form of communication.
Right.
And every time you want to hang out, you try to make plans. They have something else going on. They can't be there. They cancel. Somebody died. You know, it's like when you're trying.
Or they were in the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they went traveling, and they can't come back.
Yeah, they worked overtime. Their aunt had a baby. You know, it could be anything, right? So, you're kind of like stuck. You know, do you rush in? Do you not? Where do you go? You know, so and the societal changes with AI, we can do a whole AI thing because people are making complete fake people with videos. I mean, we can get into, there was another episode we had once previous where we talked about the dolls. Now they have they had the silicone dolls that looked like real women and had all the anatomical parts.
They actually have a movie on it.
Yeah, and they have parts. But now they talk and they have personality. So like they're one, and people, men are not even dating, or you know that we were looking at the number of men that had sex in the last year and women that had sex in the, I think it was recently, I don't know the poll, folks, so don't quote me, but it was recently that the numbers of men and women who actually have had sex with an individual, same sex, different sex, whatever it was, not masturbatory sex, not self-pleasure, less than years prior, because so many people are locked into these apps. And they're video gaming, or they're streaming. They're streaming.
Oh, wow.
They're watching online porn, or they're on OnlyFans talking to somebody, girl or guy or couple, and paying a monthly subscription. And you're talking with them, so they're having the same conversation as if they're out.
And it's not real.
But it's not real. It's kind of like in that movie with Sandra Bullock, and it was Sylvester Stallone. And he's the cop that gets brought back, and they go to have the sex scene. And she says to him, you want to have sex? And they wear virtual reality masks.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Shout out to Sly.
Demolition Man.
Yeah, Demolition Man. So in summary and conclusion, because Miss Bianca didn't give us any good stories. But we'll get some out of her coming forward. We'll get it. We'll get some.
I already said it. I had a blind date, and the guy was short.
So you like tall guys.
I do like tall guys. Yeah. I have another one.
Okay.
Another blind date. One of my friends wanted me to meet her cousin.
Oh, and it's always the cousin. Is
that? Oh, God. She showed me a picture of him, right? And he was, like, really cute. But then when I met him in person, there was something sticking out of his ear.
What was sticking out of his ear? He had a hamburger roll on top of his ear. Hamburger roll. He had the top of the bun.
God.
He had a Burger King bun on his.
Yeah, and I was like, every time he was talking, I was like,
that's all you could see.
That's all I could see.
I dated a girl like that. She had one of those on her eyebrow, and I'm wondering, girls go and get their eyebrows trimmed and this and that, you know, and like I don't understand why.
He has something like that.
If you got a, if you know, if you got a McDonald's hamburger bun sticking off your face. Get that thing cut off. I mean,
that's it.
Or you are the people that created.
I'm sorry, but like,
they created FaceTime for you. FaceTune. FaceTune.
This was way before, like, this was MySpace days when I met this guy.
Right.
But it was like, Michael, wow. Yeah. I'm like, and I got so mad at her saying, why didn't you tell me in the first place? And she started laughing. I was like, that's so
right. And he saw you staring at it the whole time, too. He was not,
I was trying to be nice.
But he has
not
to be so. I mean, I don't understand how you don't remove it.
You know?
I don't understand how I don't understand, because what I see is, like, you know that they're going to see this, and you know that you see it every day when you wake up, because we all look at ourselves, and when we look at ourselves, no matter who we are, we all look, and we see all the faults that we have wrong. Mm-hmm. Let's be real. I mean, we all look at ourselves and say, oh, I look great, but let's be real. When you come out of the shower and you're naked, everybody looks at themselves, and they find everything wrong with themselves.
That's why the first thing, you got to love yourself first.
Well, that,
and when you're looking for somebody, it can't be like your all. It has to be an extension of your happiness.
Right.
That's it.
And, you know, and you know that they're going to see this.
Mm-hmm.
You maybe, you know, and if you don't have a problem with it, then that's fine. I'm not saying, if you're happy with yourself, who am I to judge what it is? I'm saying, if you're going out into the dating market, if you're selling your car, and you're putting it up on a picture to sell your car, you may want to wash it and throw a little wax on it. You know, I mean, that's all I'm saying. You know, 90% of success in life is how you present yourself. And that is in the dating world and in sales. When you have a good opening line in politics, a good opening line in sales, good opening line in whatever, you look sharp, you look the part, you speak the part, you probably get the part. So there you go with that. So as we conclude tonight's exploration of dating trends, it's evident that the landscape of relationships has evolved significantly over decades, because we're looking at the divorce rate is way up. We're looking at now casual sex is way up. However, the numbers are down because people are more in their home doing, you know, virtual crap. But I mean, we are a much more sexualized culture with porn very easily accessible. These dating apps accessible. The dating apps are, some of them are specifically for sex. Hookup, Hinge. They got Ashley Madison. Ashley Madison is so you can cheat on your spouse.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
That is a date. And they actually got hacked. And they were hacked, and they were put up a ransom to Ashley Madison. If they didn't pay the ransom, then whoever had hacked their data was going to release the names of all their customers.
Oh. That is crazy. Right. Wow.
So technological advances and societal changes have dramatically transformed how we meet and connect with others in society, no matter how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Despite these changes, the fundamental quest is for meaningful connections, folks. That's what it is. That is the driving force behind all this, no matter if it's the 70s, 80s, or 1800s. Everybody has an inner driving force to have somebody care for them, to love them, to have a meaningful experience.
Yeah.
So regardless, you're looking through the lens of the camera, like I'm looking at you, you're looking at me. You want to have a meaningful, everybody wants to have a friend, everybody wants to have a relationship. That's the driving force. So we must continue to adapt as individuals. We have to adapt as humans. That is our job, to be resilient and adaptable. We have to adapt and understand that the social norms have changed. Society changes every day. What was good yesterday may not be good tomorrow. And what's good the next day may not have been good the day before. You cannot be stuck in antiquated technology, and you can't be stuck in antiquated societal norms. The societal norms, cultures, and values change. Now, doesn't mean you have to strip away your principal core values, whether that be Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, whatever it might be, spiritual, whatever you might be. But and everybody has their inner, inner things that are very important to them. So right. We're not saying take that away, but you have to understand society as a whole has changed, and you have to keep up with society if you want to be part of society. So with that, Sanati's call to action, as always, stay engaged, pay attention. But for this episode, stay open-minded, stay open-minded. When you're on that dating app and you're looking at it, wonder, you're on there for the same reason as somebody else. If you're there with a good heart, and you're there because you really have that driving force to meet the right person. then have that same respect that you want to be treated. Do that to somebody else. Go in there with an open mind. You know, don't always look at everybody and look for something wrong, like that movie Shallow Hal, right?
Yes,
and like your guy with the Burger King bone, you know, and I had the, he had it on the ear, and I had the one with the girl on the eyebrow. You know, reflect on your own past dating experiences. Reflect back. Look back. Depending on if you're in your 30s and 40s and you're in this and you're this group, look back at your dating experiences. Look at how you did things then, how things you would be done now, and look and see how society might view what you did previously to what you do now. Because you know what? That is a big influence. And that influences how people see you. You don't want to show up and be, you know, antiquated, you know, the person that doesn't have a clue, you know? Mm-hmm. You want to know what's going on. So embrace technology. Embrace the tools. Embrace the platforms that today are available to you. But prioritize that you are authentic. That you are authentic. Look in the mirror and then look at yourself. See who you really are. When you write your profile and take your pictures, be legit in that. Be authentic. And then re-look at it and have somebody else look at it too. Somebody that you trust. Nobody wants a yes man. At least I don't want a yes man. I want to be told to my face what they don't like because maybe I don't see it. Or if I do, I saw it and they can help me fix it. Right. So, you know, you need to be authentic and recognize that you want the other person to be authentic. And you know what? If you want that to happen, it starts with you. It starts with me, you, and everybody else. You can't count on somebody else to do it if you're not going to do it. Now, I have to put out there the warnings and some dating advice because we discussed some of these, you know, Tinder, Hinge, and these other ones. So because we did, we have to put disclaimer out. Beware of catfishing. People lie. People take advantage. It's a sad world we live in, and I feel sorry for somebody who truly is looking for that meaningful relationship, who's looking to love somebody, looking to have somebody love them, looking to start a family, looking to have some feelings with somebody, and then there's some jerk out there or some idiot girl, guy, whatever, taking advantage. Pay attention because it happens, right?
Yeah,
catfishing is a significant issue with 15% of people who currently are involved in the online dating world have reported that they have been catfished or scammed.
Wow.
Either catfished or scammed for money or given, you know, scammed with clicking. Here's another one. When someone sends you an image that's not an image directly from the website, like if they copy and paste it in there and some of them allow you, people can embed worms and moles and Trojans and stuff inside the metadata of an image. And you look at an image of a cool kid and kitty cat that's like a little video of the cat wagging her tail, mm-hmm. and you click it to look at it, and now they just installed something on your phone to turn your webcam on, to turn your speaker on, and to track your location. Be careful. This stuff happens. Look up the Craigslist killer. I did some consulting on that on a case in Long Island, and it was a serial killer who, I'm not going to talk detail today, but he was picking up women using Craigslist, and bodies were being found on the waterline in Long Island. So when you're on a dating app, always avoid oversharing early on. Okay. Really, when you're in there, yeah, you want to get to know each other, but really be careful. You don't need to say the specific town you're from or the specific, you could say the job you do, but not exactly what company or wherever.
Oh, yeah, and not what
town,
you.
The next town, right? Yeah, pay attention. Be careful for premature intimacy, meaning ladies giving it up very fast, mm-hmm. right? Because guys take advantage and maybe not even taking advantage, ladies, for sexual purpose, but just for an opportunity to get into your house so they can case out your house to see what kind of belongings you have. Men, this happens to you too. You think you get the really hot girl all of a sudden and you never got a hot girl before. And now all of a sudden, one day you meet her and she wants to come home with you. Yeah, great. You might have some great sex experience with some beautiful woman, but she's also maybe recording everything in your house. So then when you come home tomorrow and you're at work, because she knows your schedule now, because she's been went through your stuff while you're in the bathroom, she cased your house, you come home from work tomorrow, you got no furniture. Pay attention. This happens to men and women. You don't want to share too much information. Don't treat yourself with respect. Don't give yourself to everybody in the world. You know, have some trust, but you do have to have trust, but you can give it gradually. Another point I want to put out there, prioritize mental health. Do not let this consume your life. You will meet somebody. Yes, it is a tool, but it's just a tool. It doesn't think. Even though AI, they say, thinks, it doesn't. You think. That's what makes us different than machines and from animals. We have free will, folks. We have free will. We have a conscious and we have a free will to decide what we want to do and what we don't want to do. We decide who we want to trust and who we don't want to trust. So yes, you have to trust some people, but you have to give it when it's earned. And you have to be willing to strip it when they violate it.
So true.
Be aware of modern trends. Pay attention to modern trends and see what's going on in the news. Things change all the time. A lot of people probably don't even know about this Craigslist killer. Right?
I didn't know. Right? Wow.
So, you know, as always, keep your head on a swivel. 360, 180 forward, 180 backwards. 365 days a year, your head is on a swivel. Because you know what? Danger never sleeps. So that means we never sleep. Stay vigilant. I thank you every day for coming to the show, because without you, myself, Eric A. Sinati, and Miss Bianca C-S-E-A. Oh, that was lovely.
Thank you.
You know, without you guys, we would be nothing. Special thanks really to you, Miss Bianca. It's a lovely show. It's always great to have you here with your lovely singing voice. And hopefully we can get some more information out of you on some dating experiences, or we could find some information on your hubby. I don't know.
Well, you know, I was a good girl, and but I had a boyfriend, it lasted.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah. So we're going to end it in our quote of the day. Love is comprised of a single soul inhabiting two bodies. Did I not say that?
Yes.
It gave it to me. I did it twice. Why? Because I felt it was so important.
So nice. Aristotle.
So important. So, but I got our joke, the closing out joke.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's a relationship joke. You ready?
A relationship. Okay.
And Miss Bianca doesn't know the jokes in advance, so this way she can tell me how corny they are.
Okay.
Why don't relationships in the digital age work?
I don't know why.
Because there's too much buffering.
Too much buffering.
Too much buffering. All right. Anyway, folks, thank you for coming to the Hostile Zone. We thank you very much. Check us out if you're watching on your screen right here on the ticker below, which is going to go away in a second. On the ticker below, it tells you where you can find us. iHeartRadio, iTunes, Apple, Spotify. You can find us on your local cable network. Just look us up and see where we are in your location. We're in every time zone. We are in 54 countries. We're on more than 2,200 TV and radio stations.
22.
And we are on 2,200. And we are on every single podcast platform. And if you don't find us, demand it. And you reach out to the show.
Eric at
ericandrewsonati.com. The Hostile Zone at BBS Talk Radio. Let's go to Bianca Cam to close us out this wonderful episode with honor, love for our country, and love for all those out there looking for love.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we won, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
And it's not going anywhere, and don't even try.